Hi, welcome to my designer diary. I just want to introduce you to a tool that every publisher on Drive-Thru has. And this is a sales report. And what you're seeing here is from 30th of June last year to today. So it's a 12 months. And you get the, this is a summary by title. So you get my product code, title, number sold, gross sales, and earnings. But you have this option of output a detailed report in CSV format. And when you get that, you gain a lot more information. So what we've got here, hang on, if I just there, space it out a little bit. So the first column is the order number, then the customer number, and then date, product ID, product number, title, so sales price, and all that sort of thing. Right. So, what you can use this for is see, so this customer here paid one order and bought two titles. Now, so what's this sorted by? First of all, this is by. Hang on, I want it in date order. Sort oldest to newest. Are those dates going up? Yeah, that's right. Right. Okay. So, this is obviously the day that I released Ease Your Solo Play. Or actually, I believe that might have been the day that this was deal of the day. So there's just a massive bulk of it there, and so lots of people that bought this one also bought its companion books. So I've got a huge block of that. So that's no surprise, but I can kind of see that as a huge chunk of sales. When you get down to more normal days, here you can you see how there's a huge block of. So let's just pick out a day there. That's the 12th, and so there's a block of cut up books. That's an adventure by Marcus. There's Ease Your Solo Play still playing in there, and so these easier books carry on playing. And so I can kind of look at these, scary horror play that was probably deal of the day that day, and on its product page I have a footer which points to the others. So there's a that's a also another deal of the day looks like in these reports. But when we get down to what you can do with this report, oh these weird looking ones it can't understand 5e as a product code. What you can do with this report is you can sort it by all kinds of different ways, and you can run pivot tables, and you can look for averages, and all that sort of thing. And you can easily spot specific days. So let's what we should find soon is Old School Solo. That was a popular book on its day's release. So the first occurrence of that, look, it doesn't appear anywhere in there. And then suddenly, at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's my release time. That's about 7:30 for local time for me in the evening. So it appears there, and then I get this huge block of sales. But what we look, if we look at the price, anyone paying $3.71 is coming from my drive-through RPG list. So all of these people are coming from the drive-through RPG list. But that one, $2.97, that person came from my personal list. And you can see these dotted in there until you get to this person. This person paid the full asking price. So at that point, Drive Through has updated the homepage. We're now what 7 hours? What from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. So 7 hours later, I think it's every 6 hours the hottest lists and the best sellers, they update. At that point, this book jumped straight to the top of the hottest under $5, best selling under $5, hottest small press. It jumped up there, and where none of the previous orders have been at full price, now we start to see them appear. And we've got these kind of three price points coming up. That's private list, drive through RPG list, organic full price, drive through private. And so, there's more. And so over that kind of, it was released on the 9th, it carries on through the 10th and into the 11th. It's just this huge, block of, these are new sales because I've got, email marketing is just so effective, that I can focus both my lists on that release day, and I can get, yeah, sure, I'm discounting them, but that's pushed me to the top of the hottest lists. And so look, we've still got other things in there. There's a Ghostmaster, easier solo. Oh, sorry, where was it? Where's it gone? Easier solo, easier sci-fi, Mark of the Wraith. And now things start to slow down a little bit. So we're still getting lots of regular sales, but there's more other stuff. And so it's slowly settling down now into where are we on the 14th. So we're nearly a week later. And there's other, things popping up. That looks like a big order. That's one order of someone that's picked up a whole load of my cut-up books. Got some more adventures popping up in here. But we still get blocks of the old school solo. Now, yeah, so that was a new release then. That's the Honey Festival. But now it's because Old School Solo is still popular, then the Honey Festival is getting mixed in, but you're still getting Old School Solo coming in here. So you can kind of watch this kind of wave of the new sales, and then that starts to peter out, and then the next thing comes over, and in a minute we'll see the grim sci-fi tables. Here you go. So again, we're at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Monday, new release, and 371 is the drive-through list, 297 is the private list, and then 495 is an organic sale. But this is that release point, and then you just got this huge wave again. So you can almost see the value in releasing something new each week, because that gives you this kind of bump. It's a big bump in popularity, and you can use your mailing list, and you can drive sales. You can drive yourself to the top of the hottest tables and bestsellers and things. And but once you've got things in spreadsheet format, you can just really drill into the detail. You can look through here for your if you were to group this by not order, but by customer ID. This person who is ending in 302, that was one order, and they bought all of these all of my easier titles and the grim sci-fi. So the fact that they want these, the just the GM advice books and sci-fi, tells you they're interested in the science fiction. Chances are they paid full price for all of them, so they're that's an organic sale. You can see I released some small bundles, and we'll probably see them pop up in a minute. Here, can you see these ruined keep, the hold, the shack, the cave, the hold, the shack, the cave, the keep. These are, there you go, cave, hold, shack. That was a bundle. There's another one. So you can kind of see these blocks, and that'll be all on the same customer number. There you go. You can kind of just, they just stand out. There's another one. So you could actually look at your customers and see what are people buying together, or you can go in and look at bundles and say, right, which bundles are performing the best. That bundle I was just pointing out there was all first and second level adventures. So Marcus has written adventures. He writes four in a trot, so they go like first to second, third to fourth, fifth to sixth, seventh to eighth. And so we thought we'd do a bundle of first, second level adventures, one from each cycle, so people can pick them all up, and then they can, lots of different things they can use with their first level characters, and then they can choose to buy more. No, whichever path the players decided to follow. So it was just a way of introducing these complete sequences. So. Yeah, this is the CSV report. You can really go down a rabbit hole with this. You've got the formats that people were buying. You can see I don't do a huge amount of pods just because it makes up such a tiny amount of my my sales. There's a card deck. So there's the PDFs in there. You can drill into that and look for the premium colors, but my black and white books by far sell the best. In fact, I'm struggling to find something that isn't a black and white book in here. So you can, your profile of what you're selling and over what time periods you want to look at, that will that would inform the questions you ought to be asking of your data. So it's a useful tool, and if you weren't aware of it, it's definitely worth digging into. Let's see, can I So yeah, there's card sales. So at the bottom, all the pods should be at the bottom. Okay, in the last 12 months, I've sold none of the premium color books at all. That's interesting. It's all black and white. So yep, there you go. That's the report. It's definitely worth digging into. You can, write filters, you can the pivot tables, I think, are the probably the best option. Also this is what a pivot table looks like, and you can where's the pivot table design? You can oh, options. Oh, hang on. I've lost my little table there. But you can drag and drop headers and things. Having a bit of a memory failure for the that's what I was looking for. Right, so you can drill into these. If I wanted to know the earnings, I could just put in a sum of the earnings, and that will tell me in January. Here he goes. The Poirot Investigates sold 18 at 34, nearly $35. Easier Sci-Fi Play in January earned me $50. Easier Solar Play earned me $162. You can just drag and drop stuff down. I can, that's monthly. This particular one filters out anything that wasn't released during that month, that year. So it takes my entire back catalogue out. I only wanted to know what I was I can put in the selling price, so that would be the gross, and that would be, sorry, that's the net, and that's the gross. But these are only things released during that year, not the back catalogue. So yeah, it's definitely worth having a look at the CSV reports. Okay. Yeah, nothing else to say on that really. Thank you for watching.